Kia ora, that track right there was Chris William with Don't Forget, and I wonder if I could like talk to him or something. Good morning.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, good morning.
Yes, thanks for coming into studio, first and foremost.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, living our best, ignoring the news, COVID life.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
Right, ignorance is bliss.
You know it, you know it. So, firstly, considering we just played Don't Forget, do you want to tell us the story behind that track to start?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you the story about the video that I made for it. We went to the Clay Cliffs near Omarama. Have you been around there?
I have not, but I've seen all the photos, trust.
Yeah, it's kind of this weird spot that feels like you're on the moon, sort of. Like, it just is completely unlike any other landscape. So I visited there and I was like, I just had this vision. I need to make a music video here. Then I went with some friends and we kind of had no plan. My friend that shot the video or directed it hadn't even heard the song before we left. That's private information, but I just shared it anyway. But anyway, it was just like this big experiment, and it was a super fun day. I was pretty happy with how it turned out. Probably should have booked some accommodation overnight because we just had to drive back at like 3 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
So thank you to my friends who sacrificed their livelihood for me.
Good shot. That's something you don't forget, huh?
Yay.
Sorry. And so you said on your Instagram that you here to spill some tea, and not to rip the band-aid off, but I would just love to hear what the tea is.
Well, the tea, it depends on what you ask me.
Oh, I see.
It's whatever tea you want.
Well, since you released Don't Forget, I guess what's been the undercurrent? What have been your, like, go-tos since then?
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of writing. I've been getting into producing for other people a lot more recently. I sort of put my own stuff on hold for a little bit. So I produced an EP for my friend Lucy Smythe in Wellington. That just got released a couple of weeks ago. And I worked on a song called Te Iho with a couple of great artists, Asia and Billie Jean, which also came out a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, kind of production has been the main focus, but I'm hoping over summer to get back into writing my own stuff. And I've got a bunch of half-finished things that I just need to lock myself in a room for a while.
Yeah, and just compartmentalize and do it.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
For sure,
do
for
the
sure.
thing.
How does producing for others differ from producing for yourself and writing for yourself? And how do those two processes, I guess, find parallels and differences?
Yeah, I think it's a lot simpler when you're doing it for someone else because you're sort of at a wee bit of distance from all the decision-making. Whereas when it's your own thing, you just overthink every single step of the way a lot of the time. And yeah, it's just a very close thing to you. And so you're always like, how can this be the best thing? And how can I frame the lyrics in just the right way? And sometimes that's great, sometimes it's unhelpful, I think. It just seems like a lot simpler a process when it's for someone else. And when you're collaborating with someone else, I think it's faster too, because when you reach a point of indecision or some sort of hurdle, you just kind of bounce ideas off them and then you can get it over the line quicker, I reckon.
Whereas you're your own soundboard when you're doing it all yourself?
Yes, exactly, for better or worse.
Yeah. Troublesome, geez. Well, I guess, how did those two sounds differ? Do you think you have a different sound producing for others as to yourself?
I think it totally depends on who I'm producing for. I think the main thing is like helping to realise their vision or kind of like hear what they're doing and how I can help to support it, I guess, or add my two cents to it. So yeah, I mean, I think at the core, I've still got my music taste and I've still got my sounds that I like to go to and stuff. But I think it can end up sounding quite different.
For sure. Gosh. Well, let's play Te Iho. I'm excited to hear it, Asia and Billie Jean. And then we'll be right back after.
Great.
So good stuff. I'm chatting with Chris William on RD Breakfast.
Hey.
Fita mai toku tina na ko
Alrighty, I am back with Chris William, and that track was to Iho, Asia and Billie Jean, which you produced.
Yes, I did.
Amazing. And as we were talking about, you can kind of hear the difference between your tracks and that one.
A little bit of a difference, a little bit.
So I want to talk about, I guess, the future now, okay. And what you think the future might hold for you.
Yeah, so me and Billie Jean, one of the artists from that track, we've been working on a lot of music together over the last year.
Nice.
And we did have a tour planned for November, but it's been postponed. So we'll rebook that when things allow us to do so. We were hoping kind of like first quarter of next year, nice. Maybe March, April or something. So doing that, we've been working on some songs. We will hopefully have an EP under her name that I've been kind of co-writing some of and producing as well. And I'd love to release another EP next year. Yeah, I'm just chipping away at new songs. Yeah, like yeah. I said, I just need to give myself some time. I say soul focused on that because it's easy when you're working with other people to kind of be balancing a whole lot of different projects all at once. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I need to book myself a holiday in some weird ass place where there's no internet. That's probably going to be the solution.
Isolate yourself. Use COVID terms like that. In that sense, I just said the word echo chamber before we went on, but like, I want to talk about how you find your motivation inside you, because you're the only person driving you, right?
Yes, that's a good point. And I feel like it's fleeting, it comes and goes. Like, I feel like things always happen in waves for me. I wish I could be one of those consistent people that sort of chips away at all my various things in a very controlled, consistent manner. But it's kind of, yeah, it's definitely a lot more chaotic than that. And I'll kind of spend like, I don't know, a couple of months just focusing on production or just focusing on writing songs at the piano or playing lots of bass or something like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not that consistent. That's just the way that it seems to work for me.
Yeah, hey, it's the way it plays out, right? How do you know when a song is like, this is what it is, this is the riff, this is it, you know? That moment, that pressure point.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you know, and sometimes, like, often I start things just by, like, playing the piano or playing the bass. I usually come up with, like, a chord progression first, and I'm just sort of seeing how that feels and looping it for a while. And I feel like sometimes you start off with a really vague, like, a mood or some sort of reference somewhere that you're hitting, and it's just like chipping away slowly, and it gets more and more detailed as it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, cool. or sometimes you might have like a particular lyric, or like I might just have sort of a complete chorus, and I'm like, that is the thing I'm focusing on. Like, that's definitely that's where the track's going. And so it's like trying to fill the blanks with the other sections.
I get you. What are some things that you've not done musically that maybe you're like, oh, it's about time I get into that?
My own trap album.
Your own trap album?
No, I'm not ready. The world is definitely not ready to hear that. That's a good question. I feel like, I don't know, it's just always evolving what I'm doing. But yeah, at the moment, it has always been kind of starting off with the bass or with the piano, because those are kind of my instruments of choice. It could be cool to experiment with just like starting off with like just drums and focusing on just melodies. Mm-hmm. That could be an interesting thing. I'm always intrigued to see where the results, like how the results differ depending on how you start something.
What's your shag, marry, kill of piano, drums and guitar?
Oh. I would say kill the guitar, just because that's the one that I'm by far the worst at. Shag the piano, probably. It's always a very sexy instrument. And the bass, that's kind of my main instrument, so I feel like I should marry the bass. It just makes sense.
Amazing, gosh. RDU right now is running a campaign. We are raising funds for the Saltbox Studios downstairs from where we are in the Box Quarter on Sanasa Street here in lovely Ōtautahi. So I guess just want to spiel about like the good that the music community is, sort of thing. Yeah, so I guess if there's anything you can attest to, like how it would be to have, space like this.
Yeah, I mean, just off air before, you were telling me about what it was going to have, and you were saying it was going to have like a bar and a recording studio. And like, man, that sounds amazing. What a great resource. Recording studios are so helpful, obviously very, very essential. And just to have another one that up-and-coming artists can access sounds like a real asset.
Hell yeah. Well, gosh, see, get that out of the way. Gosh. I've got to ask, who are some artists that I should be listening to that maybe I'm not? That Yeah, you're pulling out
okay,
a Spotify.
Okay, let me pull out my Spotify, because I can never remember on the spot. And I was like, I don't know what I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, James Blake is probably my favorite artist, and he just put out a new album.
Your album, yes.
Friends That Break Your Heart. Have you heard it?
Mm-hmm. Trust. It's good.
Yes. It's I think on first listen, I didn't really get about half of it. I loved half, but the other ones are definitely growing on me now.
Nice.
I feel like they're sort of revealing more of their sides to me with every listen. So there's that. What else am I listening to? King Krull just put out a new live album. I'm a big fan of him.
Nice.
Even though stylistically, I can't do what he does. I just love the rawness of his music and his voice in particular.
Well, it's cool how you can enjoy other genres, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeba, do you know her?
I don't. Dawn is living rent-free.
Yes.
I could sing any of the songs by heart right now.
Okay, Louis Bag is on constant rotation for me at the moment. I just can't get enough. Every single melody on that is such an earworm. It's just so full of hooks. It's like she's just punching you with hooks. And you're just getting slowly more and more bruised and bloodied as the song goes on with all the hooks. But you kind of love it at the same time.
Sorry, I have no words. You've mentioned Yeba. She's my favourite.
Also, off the new Drake album, Yeba's Heartbreak.
Yes, that's my favourite song off that.
I haven't even bothered to listen to the rest of the album because I saw Yeba's name. I clicked and I loved it. And I've just been repeating that.
You're correct to only listen to that one.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that I maybe don't need to listen to the rest of it then.
Great.
Also, Hand Habits. They're a really great kind of folky artist that just put out a new album that's a lot more all over the map stylistically than their previous stuff.
Wow. See, I haven't heard that one. There you go.
You've got to check out Hand Habits.
Sounds great. We'll play you out with Learning. Thank you so much, Chris William, for coming into studio.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's been so much fun. And hey, you should be streaming and tuning in, all that good stuff.
Please, pay my rent.